mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we're now into the second hour on this live Thursday edition. Scott and Matt and Pam and Glenn and Ron, everybody, your calls are coming up. We're talking to a renowned journalist and writer, Paul William Roberts, wrote a story for the Globe and Mail up in Canada where he talked about Hunter S. Thompson before he died mysteriously a few weeks ago, saying he believed the government may have been involved in 9/11 and he was concerned. He lived basically in a little armored compound, and now they're saying he committed suicide. But Paul Roberts has also interviewed people like Saddam Hussein, written on the subject, on just this whole global empire. And so we're going to have him with us as long as he'll stay with us. Paul, let's go ahead and take some calls.
Sure.
Scott in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys might be able to clear up something that I had heard through the journalist Sherman Skolnick. He's reporting that another story that, or book, I don't remember exactly which, that Hunter S. Thompson was working on was about this gay prostitution ring in the White House. And supposedly that was another touchy, you know, topic that he brought out in the whole.
Had you heard that from Hunter?
I'd heard that quite a lot from Hunter. It goes back to Kissinger, I believe.
Now that's a big confirmation. Now, for those who don't know, we have Washington Times articles from 1989, you know, underage call boys in White House. And so this is serious. Hunter was working on that.
Yeah. In fact, Lyndon LaRouche published some stuff about that. Although, you know, a lot of his material was not that trustworthy, in this particular case, there were a lot of sources cited, and there was no lawsuit. And where there's no lawsuit, you can be almost guaranteed that it's true.
And I'm wondering if that might not be a hotter, you know, issue otherwise, because, you know, you get into the Jeff Gannon case and the whole gay prostitution. That's a national security issue.
Well, I mean, Skolnick's saying that now. We're talking about some of the fake reporters. And we know that, again, I haven't confirmed that part of the story, but I'd like to get some confirmation on that.
Yeah, and also it's interesting, too, because it dovetails with tying in Jeff Gannon to possibly being the leak that, you know, leaked the story about Valerie Plame to Robert Novak. And
well, let me just add this. I mean, we have the New York Post. Top gay porn star services moguls at Bohemian Grove. I mean, I have Parade magazine articles, Spy magazine articles from the 80s, where, as I said, they bust in the gay prostitutes like Beluga Caviar for our Christian conservative leaders. And is that what Hunter S. Thompson was on to?
He certainly knew all about that, and I believe had written about it. I don't know whether there was a book in the works, but he certainly had published columns on it.
And supposedly there were some upcoming interviews with Rolling Stone magazine, although I'm not able to confirm that one or not.
Well, it looks pretty suspicious, and man, I tell you.
And supposedly CNN did a small report on the Gannon case, and they were called by Andrew Card, and Card threatened that he would yank their satellite if they continued on with the story. So there's been virtually a media silence on the whole homosexuality.
That's right. That's right. CNN uses military satellites.
So CNN has done an odd sort of turnaround in the last year or so.
Yeah, they're pretty neocon now.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with our guest. Unbelievable. Stay with us, folks. A lot more coming up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. 8:30 into the second hour of the third day of March 2005. Already. The third month of 2005. It is unbelievable. I'm just now getting used to saying 2005. I tell you, I've been pleasantly surprised by the depth and breadth of knowledge of our guest, who is a renowned journalist, Paul William Roberts, and he has his new book out that's winning a lot of big awards, but can't even get it published here in the U.S., but you can get it over the Internet, A War Against Truth. And he was friends with Hunter S. Thompson, who he talked to before he died and was saying, I believe the government was probably involved in 9/11. The towers, I think I have evidence, were blown up. Well, I mean, we have the owners saying they blew it up. I mean, it's. And he was also, we just had a caller brought up what Sherman Skolnick raised about, and I have the Washington Times articles and others from the late 80s, an underage call boy ring in the White House. It's like Barney Frank gets caught with the underaged people, and he doesn't get in trouble running a call center out of his penthouse. I mean, this is, you talk about just incredible standards. But you know, for Democrats, you catch a Democratic governor with his boyfriend, he has to leave. But the Republican congressmen, have got their male mistresses tucked all over the place, and everybody knows about it. It's just don't talk about it or you're an evil liberal. You know, you talk about the open borders, you're an evil liberal. You talk about how you're for the Second Amendment, you're an evil liberal. You talk about how you're against lying and invading countries, you're an evil liberal. You talk about how you're against torturing people to death, you're an evil liberal. And it just gets crazier and crazier. But we're going to go back to your calls, but I wanted to go back to our guest who, among other things, interviewed people like Saddam Hussein. I want to get into that with him and talk about his new book, but continuing with Hunter S. Thompson. So you can confirm, you talked to him, and of course he'd written about this as well, but specifically he was working on some big stories concerning these male prostitutes in the White House. Can you give us specifics of what he told you?
He had all manner of material like that because he'd built up over 40 years, he'd built up quite a network of contacts. You know, he'd been a pilot in the Air Force before that, so you know, he knew how to talk to, you know, all kinds of people. And I remember as far back as the Kissinger days, him talking about, you know, Kissinger meeting boys in, I forget which hotel it was in New York, but it was the same information that Lyndon LaRouche published.
And there's never been a lawsuit over it.
No, which is a sure sign. But, I mean, the Republicans can do what they like, and the liberals are dirty commies, you're right. I mean, look at George Bush's father. You know, had his mistress with him while he was in China. You know, made sure she got a high position. You know, when he came back, she went everywhere with him. Clinton, you know, as a little, you know, furtive fling in the Oval Office, and the man is crucified.
And again, I'm not defending Bill Clinton. He's a corporate shill, but this national schizophrenia is dangerous.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous. But the, you know, the world is turning its back on America, another 4 years of Bush is going to be disastrous for the country. I mean, the Europeans are ignoring, you know, every request. You know, every coercion. And when you think about it, America is doing exactly what the Soviet Union did, you know, towards the end, rely totally on big weapons and threats, you know, instead of, spreading democratic freedoms.
Well, I watched, I watched Bush's speech when he, you know, was sworn in a few months ago, and literally he said liberty and freedom. He said liberty 24 times, freedom, I think, 16 times. He said tyranny like 14 times. We actually counted it up and put it in this new film I came out with. And he talked about spreading freedom. They put the Baathists back in. They're running torture chambers everywhere. The troops are sleeping in their tanks. It is a total fraud.
And they have the nerve to accuse other people of human rights abuses.
Oh, by the way, the Army's own report says that they did things with battery acid that Jeffrey Dahmer did. Literally, Jeffrey Dahmer would take acid and do things to people in their orifices, and this is what our CIA torture people do. I mean, this is insane.
I mean, in 1 year, they managed to do everything that Saddam had ever done to his people, except he'd done it over 30 years.
And again, Saddam was our boy.
Saddam was definitely your boy, yeah. Even the Kuwait War, the last meeting he has with a senior American official, with April Glaspie, the ambassador to Baghdad, just before the invasion of Kuwait.
Yeah, go ahead and invade. We don't have any agreements with Kuwait.
She says three times to him, Secretary of State James Baker has told me to tell you we have no opinion on your Arab-Arab dispute.
We will not get involved in inter-Arab affairs.
Right. And he tells her three times he's going to resort to a military solution. And when she defended herself in the New York Times, because she was scapegoated at one point, she said that nobody, no analyst, whether in Riyadh or in Washington, thought that Saddam would take all of Kuwait, by which you can infer that it would have been okay if he'd taken part of Kuwait.
Well, number one, Kuwait was always part of what Iraq is today. The British just carved it up.
Right. I mean, you know, it was a legitimate territorial dispute they had. The Kuwaitis owed him a lot of money for defending them against the Iranians.
But then they hired a big PR firm with a daughter of the PR firm owner who'd never even, you know, been in Kuwait. And you know, she's standing up there. I saw the incubators, the babies. And that's now admitted to be a total lie.
Yeah, it was an old story from the First World War, I believe. You know, the Germans were supposed to have hurled Belgian babies out of incubators, but nothing of the sort happened.
Well, it's the same M.O. with WMD. Now they say, though, I've got Rumsfeld on tape on Face the Nation. He said, I never said it was about weapons of mass destruction. That's an urban legend, a conspiracy. And then we've got 50 clips of him saying it.
Yeah, like it's nothing to do with oil, right?
But, I mean, they have the nerve to say, we never said it was about WMD. It was about spreading democracy. I mean, how dumb do they think we are? We all remember them saying that.
Yeah. Well, you know, after the war, you spread the democracy. I mean, the idea that the whole country is going to be, that you've been bombing consistently virtually every day for 13 years, is going to be happy to see your soldiers. But I couldn't believe how badly treated the American troops were over there. You know, when they arrived in Baghdad, they hadn't showered in 3 months, they hadn't called home, they didn't know where they were. I felt really sorry for them, and they were pissed off.
By the way, that's not a joke. We've had the troops on air. It's been in the news. They get one meal a day unless they pay for their meals. They're told they have to then wash their clothes, and Halliburton charges them for that. If they get a leg blown off, they discharge them at Ramstein, then they have to pay. Families have to get together and you know, have potluck dinners or cakewalks to bake sales to get money to fly them back from Germany.
I know, it's really sad. It's the first time I realized looking at them that this is cannon fodder. Nobody cares what happens to them.
Well, supporting them means you really don't support them. Supporting them means you just mindlessly fly a plastic flag made by Chinese slaves.
Yeah, and you have a machine to sign the letters of condolence for you.
Let's take a call here. Let's talk to, who is up next here? I'm Matt in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Are you familiar with the documentary Brothers on Holy Ground?
No.
Well, I was watching the True channel a while ago, and there's a thing about September 11th and the way the buildings fell.
Well, we're talking about the French Brothers, of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we played that clip. The firefighters say, "Did you see the detonators? Did you see the, you know, look like bombs were going off?"
Well, this guy was just one of the employees in the building, I think, in Building 2. And he said, whenever the second plane struck his building after the building quit shaking, he heard multiple explosions coming from across the street.
Yeah, no, it's full of witnesses saying bombs. But
yeah.
I've called firefighters up that are in the newspaper saying, you know, they saw the bombs go off, and it's Mr. Jones. Listen, I've been told not to talk. I love my family. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. That's what Lou Caccioli, he was in People magazine, told me. Senior firefighter, you know, head of a whole fire team. And he just said, look, I've been told not to talk about it.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird because if you remember Oklahoma City, there was mysteriously, you know, the other explosions and... It just seems like they leave their signia everywhere.
Well, that was another... Look, we have total proof on that.
The second
that was another government op, you know.
Yeah, I just thought I would pass that along. I didn't know if you'd seen it or not.
Well, there's three different groups in that, firefighters and some other witnesses. You're talking about the French Brothers film saying bombs going off.
Yeah. I just also wanted to tell you, I've been using your Road to Tyranny movie to wake up my girlfriend, and it's working pretty good. And I just want to tell you thanks for all your hard work.
Well, thank you. Look, the new film's out. It's my best work ever, and you've absolutely got to get it. Martial Law, now available at Infowars.com. You can go order a copy right now. My best work. And, of course, you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv. By tonight, the first third will be uploaded to the site. Tomorrow, the second and third part at PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget our guest... he has written an amazing book. It's won a lot of awards. And we will talk about his book, A War Against Truth, when we get back and take more of your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick commercial messages.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live and taking your phone calls. In fact, let's go straight back to the calls for our guest here today. Let's go ahead and talk to Pam in New Mexico. Pam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Take a hot tub for your back. I hope you feel better.
I wasn't whining earlier. I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning after a luscious 4 hours sleep after I finished the film Martial Law last night at about 4 a.m. And I feel like somebody's sticking an ice pick in my back. And then
I know. I got the same thing. And honest to God, a hot tub will really help. But anyway, that's not what I called about. What I called about is that I've noticed that a new word has come into American parlance. And that seems to be the word suicided. People are being suicided, like Hunter Thompson and Gary Webb. And my burning question is that what Greg Palast, who you've had on your show, he must know, surely Greg Palast must know the truth about 9/11 and about the theft of the 2004 election, and he doesn't say a word about it. And what about your fellow Texans, Molly Ivins and Jim Hightower, who are very articulate about the depredations of the Bush administration, anything about this?
Yeah, let's get something clear here. Bush is nothing but a puppet. Clinton was a puppet. It's that the globalist corporate interest, who are not free market, who operate as a global crime syndicate, are getting more and more arrogant. And actually, Palast does talk about the election scams, but you can't have an election scam without a scamming candidate that that takes the dive, who's a ringer. And so Kerry was a ringer. And look, I mean, Palast has reported on that. He doesn't really, I mean, he gets into 9/11 and the prior knowledge and Bush ordering the FBI off of the trail. But, you know, he works for the BBC. He can't go all the way. Now, as for Molly Ivins, I mean, she's really an establishment lib. She's for this whole system. I like Hightower, but he doesn't go as far as he should. Any comments, sir, on that?
That you had an article not long ago in the Financial Times in London saying that the electoral boundaries were redrawn to favor the Republicans, and that's a prestigious periodical.
Well, we had Michael Meacher for The Guardian, the number three man in the Blair government, basically said the government carried out 9/11.
Really?
Yeah, well, in his article 2 years ago, titled, what is it, The War on Terror is a Fraud.
Well, I mean, you can't wage war against an abstract noun anyway, can you? How do you know if you won?
Well, that's the point. It's a perfect, foggy, Goldstein, 1984. Bush has said it's going to be a 100-year war.
Yeah, no, the war is endless. It's just like Orwell said.
All right, anything else?
You have this, Ambassador Wilson said, I saw him on some footage of a movie, I've forgotten which movie it was, but Ambassador Wilson, Valerie Flame's husband, he said, these people are patriots, misguided, but patriots all the same. I don't see how he can say that. How can they say that Bush et al., and Wolfowitz and all those guys and Rumsfeld and...
Hey, have you heard they're going to try to make Wolfowitz head of the World Bank?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Pam.
Yeah.
Glenn, where are you calling us from?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Toronto, Canada.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good.
I just want to know, I heard that you were part of the Church of Scientology. Is that true?
No.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Oh, because...
I'm not a member of any church or organization. I've had groups on that have been associated with them who are against the drugging of children, but I've had Ann Coulter on this show. It doesn't mean I'm with Ann Coulter.
How can we email you?
Tips@InfoWars.com.
Oh, let me write this down. Sorry?
Tips@InfoWars.com, sir. Yep. And also there's an Alex Jones who's a New York Times writer and who does NPR shows. I'm not that Alex Jones. There's about 10 Alex Joneses in the media, and I'm tired of being confused with them. I am Alexander Emmerich Jones, Alex E. Jones, not to be confused with Alex S. Jones or Alex D. Jones or Alex M. Jones.
Okay, so it's Chips. C-H-I-P-S.
Tips. News tips. Tips@InfoWars.com, sir.
Thank you very much, eh?
Thank you. I appreciate it. No, it's just irritating. I mean, where this stuff comes from, I have no idea.
Scientology is not just a bad thing. A friend of mine wrote a study of cults and came to the conclusion...
Well, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm your host, getting a lot of new affiliates across the country on the AM and FM dial. Of course, during the day and at night, we're also on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can always listen there for free. And unlike a lot of radio networks and stations that are out there, we still try to do that, even though it's very expensive. And though the network does have a subscription system for you going to listen on the higher bandwidth. And I, of course, have PrisonPlanet.tv, where you hear all my best interviews archived, all of my weekly TV reports now for about the last 10 months since we launched. PrisonPlanet.tv are posted there. All 12 of my films now, dozens of other films have been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, those two e-books are there, 15 cents a day. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, and my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, it is out, my friends. 2 hours, 35 minutes, it's really three films in one. We cover the RNC, the total police state, the surveillance blimps, being threatened with arrest three times a day, the sound wave cannons. So we show you the reality of the police state. Then we go into the RNC, we confront David Gergen about Bohemian Grove, get into Skull and Bones, show how that's really a Nazi-type death cult, and show the roots into these just incredible secret societies. And then from there, we expand out into Arnold Schwarzenegger and their plan to put him in the White House. It's just unlike any film you've seen. Of course, I kind of skipped over what an hour of the film is, or 59 minutes of the 2.5 hour film, is 9/11. And, I mean, that is a film in and of itself. It is just the latest info, so well put together, so well documented. This is a tour de force. You've got to have this video. And we're putting it out on VHS only at first because it takes a couple weeks to author it on DVD. And I got to send it off to have it authored. Then I got to double check the copy, make sure it's right. Then they have to stamp them, ship them to me as we're getting them made in New Jersey. And then we ship them out to you. So VHS is getting printed up tomorrow. And then we'll be shipping them out within a week or so. So call toll-free to order. Operators are standing by. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we're doing this with the VHS first because we just got to get this out now. It is that important. It will wake people up that much. And, you know, the globalists could pull a new terrorist attack tomorrow, and this thing will never even get out. I mean, you know, we're that close to a New World Order action, folks. So get the VHS copy, and if you want to buy the DVD in a month, you know, for the 5 minutes of extras I'm going to put on it, it's already so long I'm not putting many extras on, then give the VHS as a gift. And see both purchases as a donation to what we do. Because the film cost me a lot to make, and we need to recoup that so we can make more films. 1-888-253-3139, or order right now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. We have clips of the film there as well. Let's go ahead and go back to our guest. Before I continue with Ron and Ed and everybody else is patiently holding, Paul Roberts, of course, Paul William Roberts, is the author of A War Against Truth, which you can get via the Internet. It's not published here in the U.S., though it's award-winning. Tell us about your book before we take some more calls.
Well, the subtitle is An Intimate Account of the Invasion of Iraq, and it's an eyewitness account of what happened and includes a background history, not just of Saddam, but of the whole area, going back to British imperial times. So that you can see the context in which this has to be put. I find the news today lacks all context. It's just a blizzard of facts unconnected. But this puts it all together. I've got a DVD, too, of footage I shot there called American Holocaust. And I'll send you a copy, Alex.
Yeah, well, how do people get a copy of that?
I'm going to send you a box of books, which you can give away or do what you want with, and I'll send you a DVD, and you're welcome to burn copies.
Wow. You know, that's always a sign of somebody that really cares. I'm authorizing my listeners to make copies of my films. I just want to get it out, because we're not going to have a civilization. You know, that was my next question. Well, first off, tell people about your publisher and how they can still get it here in the U.S.
It's published in Canada by Rain Coast Publishing, Rain Coast in Vancouver. And you can get it on Amazon, Amazon CA, the Canadian version of Amazon, or Indigo, which is an online bookseller, too.
Okay, A War Against Truth. But that was my final question before we go to a blitz of calls here. Was if the globalists, you know, this out-of-control crime syndicate just continues, there's $2.4 trillion missing from the Pentagon, CBS News, there's just mass corporate looting, just total criminality, and they're getting away with all of it, and history shows when they start getting away with all of it, they just don't stop. You know, it's just more.
It's like the end of the Roman Empire when the Emperor Valentinian III decides to cut down the content of silver in the coins, takes it down 6% within a few years. You know, there's only 3% of silver left. And then he finds out that his taxes are paid in that currency, and so he's really stiffing himself. But, I mean, the parallels with the decline of the Roman Empire are enormous.
Well, they're just going wild. I mean, when do you think it's going to stop, or will it?
Well, I mean, I think it's up to the rest of the world, particularly the European countries, to get together and block it. But you can see in South America, in Southeast Asia, these various blocks forming that are excluding America and are deliberately thwarting American patents.
Well,
I think the American economy is in disastrous shape. The dollar could collapse any day. That was another one of Saddam's problems, converting into the euro.
But this is the problem. If you look at who owns American banks and American corporations, number one owners are the British. Then you've got the Germans and the Swiss and the French and the Japanese and the Arabs. Predominantly the Saudis, House of Saud. And so really what I see is America's been captured by the most radical interest of this global system. They're kind of using us as the bad cop. And then Europe, you know, puts out some rhetoric, but at many levels, they're really just part of the same thing.
Well, I'm sure they are on certain levels. You're right. But the emerging economies in Asia, I don't think are part of that. They'll probably form their own criminal syndicates given time. But the fact with the dollar is being an international currency, half the dollars that exist are held outside of America.
The world reserve, you know, they talk about the euro's gone back down. It's gone back down by like a third of a percent. The dollar's down 42% from 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, if OPEC had even gone over to two currencies, the euro and the dollar would have fallen 40% overnight.
By the way, I have a Financial Times article. They're talking about $3 a gallon gas right now.
Well, the Europeans will say welcome to the club.
Well, how is that? How do we get fuel at $1.50 and Europe's paying $6?
A deal with the Saudis, isn't it? But, I mean, now, of course, America is basically a member of OPEC.
It's just unbelievable. You know, people, the news keeps saying the economy's great, the economy's great, the economy's great. I mean, I know hundreds of people who have 2-3 degrees, who are hardworking. They've all lost their jobs. They say the high-tech job layoffs are going to get 7 times greater in the next 4 years. Congressional Budget Office, houses are for sale everywhere. The average American family spends $1.20 a year for every dollar they make.
That's it. America doesn't make anything. I mean, there's nothing really made there anymore. And that was the same in the case of the last days of Rome. They all they manufactured was the currency and an army.
Why have the globalists, if America is their military arm, why have the globalists then moved all the industry offshore? Because it's just a short-term thing and make all the money they can?
They're very short-term. I mean, Norman Mailer once said of George Bush, the father, that he's no doubt an intelligent man, but he couldn't pass a first-year course in philosophy. They think very, very short-term, you know, big profits short-term. Look what they're doing to the ecology.
I call that looting.
Yeah.
It's just a wild looting. But I'm telling you, there's bigger financial interest above puppets like Bush. Why are they allowing this mad dog looting?
Because they're enriching themselves in the process, and a lot of them are fundamentalists, who have no reason to stop the Armageddon, do they?
Well, that's another thing. You know, I'm a Christian, and I see these so-called Christian conservative leaders, and you go, okay, here's 5 major newspapers that they bush in gay porn stars at Bohemian Grove to, have orgies with them. And they go, oh, the devil, you're a liar. And I go, no, really, Bush is a member of Skull and Bones. It's a Nazi death cult. Oh, that's ridiculous. You're making that up. Here's Bush, making fun of somebody he's going to execute, laughing about it. Oh, you're a liar. I mean, it's just like, it's...
No, I mean, I don't recognize these people as Christians at all. I mean, by their deeds, you shall know them.
It's sick. Let's take some calls. Ron in New York City. Go ahead, Ron.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to digress for one moment from the original purpose of my call and say looters never think in the long term, quite obviously, and anyone could call himself anything he wants. That doesn't make it so, and that goes along with the pseudo or plastic Christianity.
Well, it's like this alleged mass murderer up in Missouri, Kansas area. You know, he's the good government authority. You know, he's the good churchgoer. He's the good family man. And, he's out you know, supposedly there's a lot of evidence doing all of this, and the media plays up Christian family man, you know, trying to demonize good Christian family folks. But it just shows, just because somebody's wearing a suit, folks, doesn't mean they're trustworthy. Go ahead.
No, we think that they're going to look like they do in movies. They don't. They look like people next door.
My question is, and particularly to Mr. Roberts, recently, at least in the American press, there's been quite a big issue over the last two or three days about the fact that they found some very rough and minimal sketches, I believe, in the possession of the Madrid bombers, and the sketches were of our Grand Central Terminal in New York. Why would such, I would almost say irrelevant at this point, non-evidence be brought out and highlighted this late, a year after the...
Well, let me just say this. I mean, I'm going to throw... We have a giant section on PrisonPlanet.com, fake terror alerts. I mean, there's like 50 of them where they admittedly, quote, issue them. Even in a press briefing, Ari Fleischer admitted this is for political purposes. They just make it up to create fear. Comments, Mr. Roberts?
Look at Colin Powell with his tube of anthrax in the United Nations. Ridiculous. We saw from the Tokyo subway incident that it's actually not very easy to kill people with toxic gas, you know, or microbes. They basically have to be injected.
No, it's an ironic use of the term injected. It seems that every time things are starting to calm down just a little bit, I guess you could liken the nation now to a patient who's constantly be given injections, and then when he wakes up or starts to wake up, they give him another injection. Only in this case, the injection is propaganda.
But I mean, are people supposed to feel safe because they're told every morning how unsafe they are?
That's I don't see how some crude sketches can amount to anything. Really,
number one, it's been proven the Madrid bombing was a government op, and it blew up in their face. And I don't have 2 hours to go over it. We've done probably 10 shows on it.
So much of what we're seeing in Iraq, I think, is the same. When you've got somebody like Negroponte in charge there, albeit briefly, it's for a reason. And, you know, the only thing on his resume is, you know, expert in setting up death squads.
And do you think in this case, is it just another one of the routine alarms that we've been through now for 4 years? Or is this an indication that maybe something more serious is in the works?
Well, it's the boy who cried wolf. When you cry wolf, you know, often enough, nobody takes any notice after a while. Is that the intention?
There are so many different reasons why they could be doing what they're doing. I'm sure all nefarious. The question is, are we at that point yet?
I said the danger of terror attack went up exponentially after the election. And I say before Bush leaves office, you're going to have a mega attack that dwarfs 9/11, and unless we expose who's behind 9/11.
See, Aldous Huxley once wrote that the idea of a war to defend democracy is a nice idea, but when you think about what it entails, to fight such a war, you need a big army, which requires a central command. Once you've got all that in place, you don't have a democracy to defend anyway.
Well, and you won't have an economy left for very long, considering the amount of money it takes to finance that.
Yeah, well, I don't think you do.
Well, thanks for the call, Ron. And we've got to defend our constitutional republic, but it's been seized. Look, it's simple. I love this country. I love our military. I know most of our police are good. But the ideology, the program they're being fed like a computer, is a virus, is a fraud.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if I loved a ship, the ship isn't bad because it's going to run over somebody else's boat. It's bad that somebody hijacked it and has control of it. And America's this engine, and it's been hijacked, and now the hijackers are just going crazy. They're just foaming at the mouth because they've got these high-tech space-age PR firms that are able to neutralize the political process in most people's brains, and so most people just unplugged and are watching football and baseball and, you know, eating hot dogs. And, I mean... Rome is burning, ladies and gentlemen.
But I mean, the dumbing down of the country is part of it, but the rest of the world isn't, you know, quite so dumbed down yet. I mean, you know, in Paris or in India, people sit around talking, reading newspapers, and are pretty well informed. And, you know, they don't buy it when, Bush comes or, you know, whoever comes and wants to do a complete about face.
Well, Alexander de Tocqueville, when he traveled to America, the turn of two centuries ago, said that all Americans did was sit around with newspapers, you know, in their free time, arguing about politics and getting on soapboxes. We were the most informed, the most involved. And you look at us now, I mean, the average American literally cannot find Iraq on a map, but they've got their opinion about it.
No, they don't know the difference between Iraq and Iran. Everything is almost reversed from when de Tocqueville was here. I mean, the 5% of the population then were working for somebody else. 95% were self-employed. You know, and the level of income was all from earned income. It wasn't from rentier income.
Unbelievable. We were the ultimate producers. That's why we had half the world's wealth. Now we're losing all that. It's going to be...
And more important, you know, losing, you know, probably the greatest idea that human beings have ever come up with.
It's so sad. Well, I mean, they had to see... We had prosperity and power because despite all our problems, we had the best model. And then now they've hijacked us. And I mean, it's like a virus. A virus plugs into a cell, reprograms it, then the cell produces thousands more viruses and then bust open, spilling out more. And America's already busted open. And we've disgorged this huge mass of these viruses that are just attacking the entire planet, and people are sick of it.
And you have a one-party system, which is, you know, no basis to preach democracy to others.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All We're talking to Paul William Roberts. We got him on originally because of an article in the Globe and Mail in Canada. He was friends with Hunter S. Thompson, had been talking to him a lot, and he's confirmed that Thompson was working on reports about the gay prostitutes and all the rest of it, the homosexual prostitutes in the White House and all of this. He was working on stories about 9/11 and government involvement, and that he was worried about the government. So that's interesting. And then now we've gotten off into his book, A War Against Truth, and I'm really enjoying this discussion. I hope everybody will visit PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership today. It's going up tonight, the film. My newest film, Martial Law. I hope you'll go see it. It's my best work. I'm very proud of it. I'm not going to sit here and hype it. It's an amazing documentary. I really just want to share it with you, and you can also now order a hard copy of it. Let's talk. You know what? We're going to go to Ed, Thomas, Randy, Jeremy, others. Let's go to Mike in Arizona first. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon.
Hello.
I was just wondering, and condolences, by the way. I don't know how close you are, Mr. Roberts, to Hunter Thompson, but I'm sure you're feeling some loss.
Oh, I'm a shock.
I was wondering who has access at this point to Mr. Thompson's records. I mean, if he does have anything.
Well, the family, the son in particular, I think, will be the executor of the estate, and it will take probably years to go through all the documents and papers that he's amassed over time, ones written by himself, you know, and all manner of things.
It just seems a shame that his work that he was doing recently here might be lost, and I just wonder if they might avail themselves of your services to kind of piece that together as best as possible.
Well, I mean, everyone is respecting the family's privacy, and
sure.
And thanks to Homeland Security, I can't come to America anyway.
I see.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Talk about the new freedom.
Yeah, no, I mean, after giving a talk in Harvard, I was then invited to Denver to give a talk at a peace rally. This is the December before the war in 2002, and as I went to leave the airport here, and the odd thing about Toronto Airport is that the American Customs and Immigration is actually in the airport, so you can get turned out of America without even entering it. And I was sitting there, somebody came up and took my ticket and passport, and didn't come back till the plane had left, and then announced that I was not admissible. I said, well, you know, I've been admissible for the last 30 years. What's the problem? And then decided I'll drive to Buffalo and fly from there. And, you know, Buffalo, they're at the bridge. They're waiting for me. And
it's really simple. I mean, we've had, like, what, 5 members of Congress who aren't allowed to fly now. I mean, it's serious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Boy, Mike, that sounds like the new freedom, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Much more freedom like that, and we'll all be in chains.
Well, I mean, the Constitution has been suspended. Well,
we got to leave the border open, though. Can't have security there on the southern border, though.
No, that might offend someone.
Well, that would be bad for someone's business, probably.
But let's stop an award-winning journalist with no criminal record. Boy, I tell you, this is getting scarier and scarier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm in touch with people who have even scarier stories. You know, people who get a letter every week from Homeland Security reminding them that they can enter their apartment anytime they feel like it and remove anything they wish to.
Under Section 213 of H.R. 3162, also known as the Patriot Act, and we have new freedom and all these Orwellian terms. I want to hear a little bit about what it was like getting on the no-fly list. Just an amazing guest. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello.